But you're the one he rushes home to. You're the one he gave his name to. I never see his face in the early morning light. You have his mornings, his daytimes, and sometimes I have his nights. But does he love you like he loves me?
Like he loves me.
Does he think of you?
Does he think of you
when he's holding me? And
does he whisper all his fantasies?
Does he love you?
Does he love you
like he's been loving me? But when he's with me, he says he needs me, and that he wants me, that he believes in me. And when I'm in his arms, oh, he swears there's no one else. Is he deceiving me, or am I deceiving myself?
Familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston, and now it moves on to the President's desk.
On this vote, the yeas are 216. The nays are 213. The resolution is adopted.
The House, just after midnight, approving a bill to cancel $9 billion in funding that Congress had already approved for foreign aid and public broadcasting. President Trump saying he wants Attorney General Pam Bondi to unseal grand jury documents related to Jeffrey Epstein in an attempt to quell cries from the MAGA base surrounding information about the convicted sex offender. President Trump diagnosed with chronic venous insufficiency, a common diagnosis for older people. However, says Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, there's nothing more serious.
There was no evidence of deep vein thrombosis or arterial disease.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert extending in May. It'll be ending. Colbert has been strongly critical of President's administration, but CBS says it's purely financial. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are also scheduled dairy tours and field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.com.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were higher, August up 27 to 1773, September up 9 to 1827, October up 4 to 1865, November up 7 at 1860. Cheese markets, barrels steady at 165, 40-pound blocks up 1.5 to 164, 11 trade of block on the day. Cash butter was steady at 253, no trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 1 to 129, 12 trades on the day. Dry whey steady at 57.25 and no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets were mostly lower on the day as the trade has now decided it needs more fundamental reassurance before moving the markets any higher after the big run-up in prices recently. Box beef prices were lower, and that does have the trade concerned that the packers may hold out for lower cash prices. Hog markets, meanwhile, were mostly higher as the market saw pork cutout value stronger, and it appears the market is establishing somewhat of a bottom. August live cattle down 22 cents to 223.67. August feeder cattle down 57 cents to 325. August hogs up $1.40 to 105.82. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets were mostly lower as the weather should be good for corn over the next few weeks for pollination. Soybeans were higher, though, as the extended forecast is predicting some potential for hot and dry weather, and that could be adverse for soybeans. Wheat markets, they were mostly lower. Harvest pressure and strength in the dollar pressuring the prices. New crop corn down 3 to 421. New crop beans up 6 to 1026.5. September wheat in Chicago down 7.75 to 533.5. Minneapolis wheat September down 4.5 to 595. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges, and our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Looking for a new skid steer loader, compact track loader, or UTV? Take the challenge. Go head-to-head against other brands, comparing quality, comfort, or performance. Bobcat machines are the best in the industry. But don't take our word for it. Visit BobcatAdvantage.com or visit us in person at Comro Sales and Service, your authorized Bobcat dealer in Durand. Call us today, 715-672-4263, to learn more.
Local markets from Thursday at Alcivia Durand, 62, August 365, new crop 361, cash beans 937, August 942, and new crop 937. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 386, August 380, September 378, and new crop 371. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, Cash Corn 390, August 388, and New Crop 374. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, Cash Corn 367, New Crop 371, Cash Beans 951, New Crop 956. Allied Cooperative Blair, Cash Corn 367, New Crop 371, Cash Beans 933, New Crop 941. Red Wing Grains, Cash Corn at 384, August 384, September 377, New Crop 382. Cash and August Beans 982, September 957, New Crop 957. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, Cash Corn and August Corn 363, New Crop 368, Cash and New Crop Beans at 960. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 220 to 246, Holstein fed cattle 190 to 220, market cows 119 to 160, bulls 150 to 198, calves 410 to 1500, beef steers 177 to 555, Holstein steers 192 to 427. Sheep markets, light lambs 225 and down, market lambs 220 and down, ewes 100 and down, rams 75 and down. Goat markets, does 110 and down, bucks 110 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 230 to 243, finished beef heifers 230 to 242, finished dairy steers 205 to 230, market cows 120 to 134, market bulls 145 to 214. Hog markets, market hogs 70 to 95.50, light sows at 76 to 83.50, heavy sows 79 to 86, boars 40 to 48. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get two unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Sunshine to start today, then increasing clouds. A nice day to be outside, highs in the mid-70s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms developing tonight will have lows in the mid-60s. Saturday looks like a nice day, partial sunshine with highs in the upper 70s. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath and Shower at 800-329-4115. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Love in a drunken sky. She's confetti falling down all night. She sits quietly there, like water in a jar. Says, baby, why are you trembling like you are? So I wait and I try. I confess like a she's my kind of rain, like love from a drunken sky. Confetti falling down all night. She's my kind of rain. Set shadows, she's like Rembrandt's light. She's the history that's made at night. She's my lost companion. She's my dreaming tree. Together in this brief eternity. Summer days, winter snow. She's all things to behold. She's my kind of rain, rain. Like love from a drunken sky. Confetti falling down on the line. She's my kind of rain.
country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Chocolate pie. Mama was in the kitchen cutting chicken up to fry. Daddy was in the backyard rolling up a garden hose. I was on the porch with Charlotte feeling up down to my toes. And we were swinging.
Swinging.
Yes, we were swinging.
Swinging.
Little Charlotte, she's a be swinging.
Swinging.
Little Charlotte, she's as pretty as the angels when they sang. I can't believe I'm out here on the front porch in the swing, just a swinging.
Swinging.
Now Charlotte, she's a darling, she's the apple of my eye. When I'm on the swing with her, it makes me almost high. Charlotte is my lover, and she has been since the spring. I just can't believe it started on her front porch in the swing, just a swinging,
swinging.
Just a swinging,
swinging.
Little Charlotte, she's that pretty as the angels when they sing. I can't believe I'm out here on her front porch in the swing, just a swinging.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. John Anderson and Swingin' here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 50s. Another beautiful day today in store. Could see some rain, but then a really nice weekend coming up. We'll have our ag weather forecast next hour. Also next hour, we're going to talk with Sam Bibby from UW Extension. We're going to learn about camelina as a cover crop. And there's a workshop about that coming up on Wednesday. And we're going to have more with Sam on that here coming up next hour in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. There's some good news for potentially expanding U.S. ethanol production. We'll explain coming up.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are also scheduled dairy tours and field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.com.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Biofuel supporters gave testimony before the Environmental Protection Agency on its proposed 2026 and 2027 renewable volume obligations. Krista Swanson, chief economist for the National Corn Growers Association, talks about the process and where it goes once testimony is complete.
Interested parties could weigh in on the proposals. And so from here, then we would expect EPA to take that into account and come out with a final rule. I'm not sure the timeline on when we would expect the final rule, but that's where we're at in the process. Our thoughts on the proposal, I mean, the conventional volumes remained at 15 billion gallons, which we are pleased to see.
She says the biggest changes came in the bio-based diesel numbers.
It doesn't directly affect ethanol, but it does. Bio-based diesel had the capability of producing more than the number of RINs that were allocated in the RFS before. With these new higher volumes, that gives them more space in their own bucket, so to speak, because the D4 that bio-based diesel falls into could also use D6 RINs, which are the RINs that ethanol uses. So what I'm saying is they were using some of the excess D6 RINs that ethanol was not using. The reason ethanol wasn't using the full 15 billion is because we have this 10% blend wall that keeps us from really hitting that 15 billion gallons.
There's also good news for expanding ethanol production in the future.
If we could get E15 across the finish line, we now have more space in our own bucket to be able to capture more RINs as we expand ethanol production. So good news for our industry as well.
Kristen Swanson of the National Corn Growers Association. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Sunshine to start today, then increasing clouds. A nice day to be outside, highs in the mid-70s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms developing tonight. We'll have lows in the mid-60s. Saturday looks like a nice day. Partial sunshine with highs in the upper 70s. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath and Shower at 800-329-4115. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Sweet somebody to love. It might be fate or destiny.
I'm born to be unhappy, just to live on Heartache Street. I'm born to go to bed each night, cry myself to sleep. Somebody out there help me, give me some kind of clue. Tell me I'm wrong, tell me I'm right, but don't tell me I was born to be blue.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. The Judds and Born to be Blue here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 50s, expecting sunshine and 70s to cast next hour. One of the most successful beginning farmer training programs in the country is accepting applications for the 25-26 course session for Western Wisconsin. The Land Stewardship Project's Farm Beginning Initiative is a training program that focuses on the goal setting, marketing, and financial skills needed to establish a successful farm business. Application deadline September 1st. Cost of the class is $1,000 for up to two participants per farm. Now, for more information, call 612-400-6350. That's 612-400-6350. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss, makers of high-quality workwear for more than 70 years. Our modern agricultural system wouldn't be possible without the modern trucking industry. And truck drivers are poised to see some big regulatory changes in the coming months, thanks to some new policies at the Federal Department of Transportation. I'll have the details after this. This episode of Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss. For more than 70 years and three generations, Strauss has manufactured high-performance, German-engineered workwear, work boots, and safety equipment. The company's ostrich logo has become a proud symbol of excellence recognized by farmers around the globe. Need extra comfortable bibs? Strauss has them.
What about work pants that have been tested to be 5 times stronger than your standard canvas pants? Strauss has those too. Each piece of the Strauss collection, from hat to boot, has been specially engineered to help you perform better on the job. Whether you're working in the fields, taking care of livestock, or maintaining all the equipment that keeps your farm running. So if you're looking to add some extra utility and comfort to your workday, then harvest your potential and look for the ostrich. Prepare for the next growing season and grab yourself some new gear at Strauss.com. That's Strauss.com. Last week, the U.S. Department of Transportation unveiled new initiatives and regulatory changes aimed at supporting America's truck drivers. These changes have earned enthusiastic support from industry groups like the Owner-Operator Independent Drivers Association, or OIDA, and the ATA, or the American Trucking Association. One of the biggest announcements is a $275 million federal investment in expanded truck parking. Todd Spencer, the president of OIDA, praised the initiative, saying there's currently only one truck parking spot for every 11 trucks on U.S. roads, a shortage that forces drivers to park unsafely on shoulders and ramps and parking lots. Truckers also scored a big regulatory win as the agency has withdrawn the controversial speed limiter proposal. This would have capped truck speeds below the normal highway flow. OIDA has argued against the mandate for years, saying it would make roads more dangerous by creating speed mismatches between trucks and passenger vehicles. In addition, the DOT announced two new pilot programs. One program allows truckers to split their 10-hour required rest period into more adaptable combinations, like 6 and 4 or 5 and 5. Another pilot will let drivers pause their 14-hour on-duty clock for between 30 minutes and 3 hours, which would provide critical flexibility for managing those truckers' schedules around both rest and road conditions. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Association also emphasized removing red tape, pledging to eliminate outdated regulations that last year alone resulted in over 25,000 unnecessary violations. They say they're committed to maintaining exemptions from electronic logging device mandates for pre-2000 model trucks, and they're also planning a significant crackdown on unlawful double brokering. Now, OIDA wasn't the only trucking association to praise the new rules, with the American Trucking Association CEO Chris Spear saying that these data-driven measures will help keep the industry safe and effective. I'll have more when we come back.
Getting the kids to practice on time, remembering if it's your day to bring snacks, making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
These new rules for truckers, released by the DOT last week, follow President Trump's executive order to streamline the industry, with Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy saying these moves recognize the importance of truck transport to the American economy. Drivers should see some of the changes beginning immediately in coming weeks. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Strauss, makers of high-quality workwear for more than 70 years. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Are you worried about your taxes? Okay, so I'm talking to those of you out there that have not filed in a few years with the IRS or state. It's time to get worried, and here's why. The IRS is getting back from their own COVID lockdown, and they're hiring more enforcers, and they're going to come after people that owe taxes. So if you're a 1099 worker, and maybe you just plain forgot to file your taxes, you need to call the professionals right now at the Tax Helpline. They are experts at knowing the tax regulations, and their goal is to help you pay as little as possible. Call right now and get a 100% free tax evaluation. Remember, before the IRS knocks on your door, knock on our door. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, make this free call right now.
Call Taxes 321 now at 800-808-9443. 800-808-9443. That's 800-808-9443.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Saturday night and the moon is out. I want to head on over to the twist and shout. Why not just have Parker and a cage and beat?
that music on the radio, and I swore someday I was gonna go down to Highway 10. That's the Lafayette. There's a Baton Rouge, and I won't forget to send you a card with my regrets, 'cause I'm never gonna come back home. Saturday night and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the Twist and Shout, find a two-step partner and a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet. It's quite sure they got hurricane parties every time it blows. But here up north, it's a cold, cold rain, and there ain't no cure for my blues today. Except when the paper says Beausoleil isn't coming into town, baby, let's go down. It's Saturday night, and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the Twist and Shout, find a two-step partner and a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet. Out in the middle of a big dance floor, when I hear that fiddle, I wanna beg for more. Wanna dance to a band from a Louisiana tonight. Bring your mama, bring your papa, bring your sister too. They got lots of music and lots of room. When they play you a waltz from the 1910, you're gonna feel a little bit young again.
The night before, you were on listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
News of Agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Premier Soil Health School will be providing a valuable opportunity for farmers who want to strengthen the health of their soils and resilience on their farms. That school will be held July 29th and 30th. The school will offer a unique chance to learn from leading experts in soil science, regenerative farming, and practical agricultural techniques. The school also serves as a platform for networking with like-minded farmers and industry leaders. Attendees will have opportunities to connect with experienced mentors and share insights on sustainable farming practices. Now, the event will be held at the farm of Grant and Dawn Breekreitz in Redwood Falls, Minnesota. Now, for more information or to register, just do a Google search for the Premier Soil Health School. Coming off June Dairy Month, the American Biogas Council released new data on the continued growth of dairy-based biogas systems in the U.S. According to the council, the number of operational dairy biogas systems has more than doubled since 2020, with more than $53 billion invested in renewable energy and methane capture infrastructure. As of June 2025, 471 dairy biogas systems are now in operation. Collectively, they capture over 144,000 cubic feet per minute of biogas. The total is equivalent of powering approximately 615,000 homes annually. While the systems reduce methane emissions and create renewable energy, they also recycle the manure from about 2.3 million cows, producing natural fertilizer and animal bedding while reducing odors. That's about 15 billion gallons of manure put to beneficial use every year. They also eliminate almost 1 million tons of methane emissions every year. Also, an estimated 2,980 additional dairies are still eligible for biogas development. Montana Farmers Union member John Wicks testified before the House Ag Committee's Subcommittee on General Farm Commodities, Risk Management, and Credit. His testimony detailed the importance of credit and risk management for family farmers. While access to affordable and reliable credit and well-functioning risk management tools are important for family farmers, we must have fair and competitive markets and a robust farm safety net, Wicks said during his testimony. He went on to say recent changes to improve the farm safety net may help alleviate some challenges with persistently high input costs and low commodity prices, but farmers still face major economic stress as long as corporate monopolies in agriculture remain unchecked as they are today, he said. Wicks made recommendations to improve the Farm Service Agency's loan program, including increasing loan limits to reflect the current economic environment, making it more feasible to restructure debt, and ensuring that the programs meet the unique needs of all farmers. Julie Callahan, the Assistant U.S. Trade Representative for Agriculture Affairs and Commodity Policy, is President Trump's nominee for the role of Chief Agricultural Negotiator. Callahan has been with the agency since 2016, serving as Senior Director for Agricultural Affairs before being promoted to the Deputy USTR position in 2020. The president has now nominated people to serve in all USTR deputy roles. The U.S. Grain Council appreciated the president for working quickly to nominate the assistant U.S. trade representative for the critical job. The U.S. Grain Council and I personally have worked with Julie for many years, and I know once she's approved, she'll have the producers and agribusinesses top of mind as she conducts her work with trading partners around the world, said Ryan LeGrand, president and CEO of the U.S. Grains Council. Among her previous work experiences, Callahan held senior leadership with the Food and Drug Administration. The National Corn Growers Association sent a letter to the White House asking President Trump to intervene as the Make America Healthy Again Commission prepares to release policy recommendations that question the safety of pesticides that have already been approved by EPA. Our alarm stems from the initial assessment, which raised pesticide safety questions that have already been answered repeatedly over the decades by research and regulatory agencies, the letter said. If such language is included in the policy recommendations, it could significantly hamper the work of America's farmers and raise prices for consumers without providing any additional layer of safety for the American public. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Sunshine to start today, then increasing clouds. A nice day to be outside, highs in the mid-70s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms developing tonight will have lows in the mid-60s. Saturday looks like a nice day, partial sunshine with highs in the upper 70s. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath and Shower at 800-329-4115. Right now, 53 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Just off of the beaten path, a little dot on a state road map. That's where I was born and where I'll die. Things move at a slower pace. Nobody's in the rat race. And these days, that's a special way of life. Down home, where they know you by name and treat you like family. Down home, a man's good word and a handshake are all you need. Folks know, if they're falling on hard times, they can fall back home. Those of us raised up down home. In the corner of the hardware store, gathered round a checkerboard, old men telling lies and crowning kings. Kids driving round the old town square, cops roll down in the cool night air,
see what's shaking at the Dairy Queen. Down home, where they know you by name and treat you like family. Down home, a man's good word and a handshake are all you need. Folks know, if they're falling on hard times, they can fall back home. Those of us raised up down. When I was a boy, I couldn't wait to leave this place. But now I want to see my children raised down home. Down home. Folks know, if they're falling on hard times, they can fall back.
I was thumbing from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac. He was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said, "It's a long walk to Nashville. Would you like to ride, son?" When I sat down in the front seat, turned on the radio, and them sad old songs coming out of them speakers was solid country gold. Then I noticed the stranger was ghost white pale when he asked me for a light, and I knew there was something strange about this ride. He said, "Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you moan the blues? Can you bend down guitar strings?" He said, "Boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? 'Cause if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride." Then he cried just south of Nashville, and he turned that car around. He said, "This is where you get off, boy, 'cause I'm going back to Alabama." As I stepped out of that Cadillac, I said, "Mister, many thanks." He said, "You don't have to call me Mister, Mister. The whole world called me Hank." He said, "Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you mourn the blues? Can you bend down guitar strings?" He said, "Boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? 'Cause if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride." He said, "Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you mourn the blues? Can you bend them guitar strings?" He said, "Boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? 'Cause if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride. If you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride."
Real Country 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 1073 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The House overnight passing the rescissions bill that claws back $9 billion in federal funding for international aid and for public broadcasting. President Trump will sign it today. The White House disclosing that the president has been